Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Abide in God.
So Deuteronomy 31.
Then Moses recited the words of this song to the very end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain and my speech condense like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock. His work is perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God, without deceit, just and upright is he. Yet his degenerate children have dealt falsely with him, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old, consider the years long past. Ask your father and he will inform you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High apportioned the nations, when he divided humankind, he fixed the boundaries of the peoples according to the numbers of the gods. The Lord's own portion was his people, Jacob, his allotted share. He sustained them in the desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shielded them, cared for them, guarded him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, as it spreads its wings, takes them up and bears them aloft on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign God was with him. He set him upon the heights of the land and fed him with produce of the field. He nursed him with honey from the crags, with oil from the flinty rock, curds from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, Bashan bulls and goats. Together with the choicest wheat, you drank fine wine from the blood of grapes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And New Testaments, 1 John chapter 3.
For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Sorry I'm late. I just had the Zoom non-responding and not responding message coming over and over, but I'm here and it's lovely to be with you. So abiding in God is the message I got this morning, and it's about the context of the New Testament verse, the passage that we've read this morning is 1 John is speaking into false prophets. He's speaking into this idea that people are spreading the message, but it's not quite right. It's kind of twisted. So often there's a bit of a Gnostic movement around at this time, where people believe that the physicality, your body, is an evil thing, and your spirit is the goodness in you. It's the bit of God. So when Jesus actually came, he maybe wasn't fully human. He was more of a spiritual being that looked human and did all these wonderful things. He didn't really die, because death is like the ultimate kind of like rubbishness of the physical world we live in, and so he's God. So this argument kind of fed through a lot of this. So this message is kind of speaking into that. It's coming in and saying, actually, don't think this is. And so it starts off saying it's about love one another, and it says, about the physical sense of love as well, to lay down our lives for one another, just as Christ did. And if someone's in need and yet we refuse to help, because this need is a physical need, it's hunger, it's thirst, it's shelter. Naturally, and the Gnostics would have said, that stuff doesn't matter, you need to be free from that and all this. So actually, God is very interested in the physicality. Jesus, we believe that Jesus came to be fully human. He was an incarnate. He came down and he joined in all the flaws, and he suffered death. And so this is speaking into that, and it's going against it. And in the Old Testament, we have this wonderful recital, and that is memory making, isn't it? It's like, reciting a song, reciting words is how we keep a memory of what has gone before. And I think a lot of the time we have kind of lost this ability now. We've got this amazing thing called the internet, and it is so full of knowledge. But what we're actually finding is that because there's so much knowledge, we're actually losing a sense of ourselves. Like, who are we? What's our culture? Where do I belong? When you can read all the information that is out there. And so being in the wilderness and coming out of the wilderness, they would have had a sense of like not knowing where they belong. They've just been slaves in Egypt. That was their identity. And now God is trying to move them on from that. And so reciting a song, reciting words, is a really good way to hang on to a story. And that is what we are doing here this morning by reading Psalms, Old Testament, New Testament. We are hanging on to a story that we believe in, because it can so easily just be lost. It can so easily just gone. And also, you don't need to go back there, but he said that may my words be gentle. And we are worshiping here a God without deceit, sustained in the wilderness ways. You can be sustained. So a God without deceit, and may my words be gentle. Now, often I come across, you might come across prophets or people that are called leaders. And the 1 Corinthians 14, 29 says, may two or three prophets speak, but others should weigh carefully what is said. And that is really important, because so often we might hear a voice and maybe it's not gentle. And actually, we need to weigh it. We need to weigh it up. And we need to, that's why we need others around us. And we need to hang on to the storyline to test its truth. Actually, does it fit in with the story of God? Is it about love, or is it about hate? Is it about laying one's life down to rescue another, or is it about grabbing more? And you can get a sense of these things. So is the message from a false prophet? It might be seeking after a God, a deceitful thing. It might be a manipulation. It might be political. It might be a power grab. Are the words gentle? And also, once you've weighed it, does it follow the story of Christ? That's the ultimate thing, because this is God in human form. And if we need to know what God looks like now, today, then we need to explore and we need to remember what Jesus was like and hang on to that truth. And this is commandment, that we should believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, love one another just as he commanded us. All who obey his commands abide in him, and he abides in us. So are we obeying the commandments? And are we, yeah, let's abide in him. And so it's wonderful to be sharing these stories with one another, to hang on to this truth. And I hope it helps our day and week ahead. So let's move on to pray. Let's pray. I mentioned the word leaders. We could pray for our leaders. We could pray against false prophets, because there's a lot of things that could be said out there at this time. There's a lot of reasons we might want to power grab or speak into with ungentle words. And so let's pray against false prophets, and let's pray for God to raise up leaders that are whose words are gentle and who worship a God without deceit. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the prophets throughout the ages that have spoken your word. And Lord, I pray that as we hear words today, may we weigh them up and weigh them up with other people that we trust. Lord, when we hear leaders speak, help us to filter those voices that are ones of love, ones that are not just seeking after their own gain. And Lord, may we abide in you. Help us just to abide in you, and whatever that means for us today. Help us to hear your voice again, to join in your story for the redemption of this whole world. Lord, may we be involved in your creation rather than decreation. May we be involved in the life of this world rather than the death. And Lord, we pray against Satan, you know, the bringer of lies, the one who destroys and steals. Lord, may we hear his voice as well and learn to acknowledge it and then cast it aside. Learn to filter it out. And Lord, may we point it out when it isn't right. When someone said something that isn't right, Lord, would you help us to be brave and speak in love? Because there's a lot of emotional topics at the moment it can easily spin into hate of a people group, a person. And Lord, would you help us to speak in love? But Jesus, I thank you for your story. I thank you for your story throughout scripture. And it is incredible the way you have acted throughout human history. And Lord, I pray that we would just join in with that today. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.